this old guitar and me, and the things that we've been through. Well, C.F. Martin built it back in 1942. Well, I remember when we met, I was only 17. I spent all my college money on a half a dozen strings. I thought my folks would kill me, but I found out I was wrong. They said your future's written on your face when you sing those traveling songs. So we headed for Kentucky with a suitcase full of dreams, my rough out boots, a few t-shirts, a worn out pair of jeans. And me, we spent a lot of nights alone. Sometimes we'd get lucky and take a barmaid home. One night stands for breakfast, two strangers with the blues. Wake up in the morning and both feel a little used. Well, home is just a highway, we'd roam from town to town. Just me and that old flat top, not caring where we're bound. From Maine to California, a five-piece traveling band, singing songs about the hard times that face the common man. Lord, we did the best we could. One was born a sinner and one a piece of wood. God sent a wooden angel to guide me on my way. We were meant to be together until my dying day. Well, now my dearest old companion lies underneath my bed. Well, our traveling days are over, man, but the memories fill my head. Well, I've settled with my family here in the hills of Tennessee to teach my children's children about this old guitar and me.
Country Funk Time, Lonesome Captain here. We're doing songs today with guitar models in them. First one was Vince Gill. This old guitar and me, talking about his Martin guitar, which I believe was a herringbone D28 that he sold his college money. Not sold, but used his college money to buy. You know, I gotta say, when I don't really like much when people talk about the Lord, I'm not gonna lie, or spirituality for that matter. But when Vince Gill does it, he's got a nice twang, he's got a nice lilt to his voice, I can handle it. Same with comedian Pete Holmes, he's got a good take on it. Otherwise, I'm not interested. I don't know, felt compelled to tell you that, so now you know. We do It's Country Funk Time on 107.1 and 90.1 FM. And we do encourage you to go to xray.fm, where you can find archives of all the shows. A lot of great shows. News, music, just interesting stuff. And of course, you can stream live. Lots of people do. All right, now, it's a good day. We're going to hear from some Ray Wiley Hubbard. It's actually an exceptional day. We're going to hear from Ray Wiley Hubbard twice. This is the story of how dreams do come true, but be careful what you wish for. This is Mother Blues, a ribald tale of a stripper and a gold top Les Paul. Let's do this, everybody. It's Contrary Funk time on the enjoyable and informative X-Ray FM. Come on now, Ray, hit it. Yeah.
When I was a young man about 21 years old, y'all, all I wanted was a stripper girlfriend and a gold top Les Paul. Be careful of the things you wish for. You might get them. There was a nightclub in Dallas. It's called Mother Blues. It's where Lightning Hopkins played and Freddie King even paid some dues. And all the dealers and gamblers and young white hipsters, they all made the scene. The girl at the door who checked IDs was just 16. It was not a place for law-abiding citizens. Jackie Jones, he had him a habit. He just couldn't stop. He said, give me $500 and I say I'm a Les Paul gold top. I drove my daddy's car down to Ross Avenue and I sold it. I guess I should have told him. He alluded to the police that someone stole it. It was just the first of many bad decisions I was to make for the next 20 years. Oh, but I had me a guitar. Now everybody knows that the real nightlife begins after the clubs close, what they call after hours. It's 2 a.m. and everybody's gone but the band, the dealers, and Jack Jones. And then the girls from the Landing Strip Club come over after they put their clothes back on. So I'm at my blues and I'm sitting on an amp. I'm playing Twist and Shout. And this tall drink of water walk in looked like she might have to shoot her way out. She come up to me. She says, you know anything good on that guitar? I didn't say nothing. I just kept on playing. She said, have you ever heard this song called Pope Sally Danny? I just kept on playing. She said, every time I hear that song, my insides feel like warm butter. And I just want to take off my clothes and dance around in my underwear. I said, down in Louisiana, where the alligator grows so mean. Whoa, oh, that's all I knew of it, but it was enough. Oh. So we hit it off. Me and this dancer, we hit it off like a metaphor for a hydrogen bomb. We was a rich uranium, supercritical mass. We was a chain reaction. It was love and lust, mostly lust, but a mutual attraction. So there I was, boys, at 21 years old. I had it all. I had a fine stripper girlfriend and a gold top Les Paul. Oh, the future, oh, it looked promising. Oh, but there were dark clouds on the horizon. She was a beautiful girl, but she liked to drink tequila. And oh, that ain't all. I come home 4 or 5 times and ship on my Les Paul. We broke up and she went to Hollywood. She married an actor. She got a job dancing on the Hudson Brothers TV show and modern lipstick for Max Factor. Oh, I got over. I'm glad she done all right. I'm glad she done all right. Oh, yes I am. Well now me, I never busted through the gates into the big time as a rock and roll star. For 40 years I just carried around an old gold top guitar. But love and fate are mysterious things in this funky old world. It was 20 years ago I ended up marrying that Mother Blues door girl. We had us a boy, he's 18 years old now. He's playing guitar. He ended up with that Les Paul gold top, yes it did. Now I don't know if he's gonna hang his life on it or not, but I'm very grateful for the time I get to share the stage with him. I'm grateful for the time I get to play with musicians like George Reeve and Rick Richards. And I'm grateful I get to write these old songs and travel around the world and play them for people and they come out and hear me play. And the days that I keep my gratitude higher than my expectations, well, I have really good days.
Born in the 50s, looking so bald, Fender Stratocaster. Everything your parents hated about rock and roll, Fender, Fender, Fender. Wanging and twanging, sounding so tough, Fender Stratocaster. And the kids in my corner, they can't get enough, Fender, Fender, Fender. Like the wind in your hair when the top is down, like taillights headed for another town, Fender Stratocaster. Well, there's something about that sound, like gasoline in the sand, Fender Stratocaster. Like a motorcycle at a hot dog stand, Fender, Fender, Fender. Like the Dunkin' Donuts in Mattapan, Fender Stratocaster. Like the thrifty drugs in San Ann, Fender, Fender, Fender. Oh, the sound is thin and the sound is cheap, like a tin can falling on a dead-end street, Fender Stratocaster. Well, there's something about that sound. And it sounds so tough, Fender Stratocaster. And it's made to be treated rough, Fender, Fender, Fender. It's got the ancient Egyptian script, Fender Stratocaster. It's got the wang bar from the crib, Fender, Fender, Fender. Oh, you should have known it right off the bat, one look and you know it would sound like that, Fender Stratocaster. Oh, something about that sound, like gasoline in the sand, Fender Stratocaster. Like a motorcycle at a hot dog stand, Fender, Fender, Fender. Like the Dunkin' Donuts in Mattapan, Fender Stratocaster. Like the thrifty drugs in sand, Fender, Fender, Fender. Oh, and the sound so thin that it's barely there, like a bitchy girl who just don't care, Fender Stratocaster. Oh, there's something about that sound, like Ruth Ginsburg at the jukebox joint. You hear the sound and you get the point, Fender Stratocaster. Something about that sound. Oh, 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 all right. I said, oh my God, one more time. We'll be right back.
beat a little girl, maybe we can find a groove. At least we can get ourselves a decent meal down at the rendezvous. Cause one more heartfelt steel guitar chord, girl, it's gonna do me in. I need to hear some trumpet and saxophone, you know, sound as sweet as sin. And after we get good and greasy, baby, we can come on home. Put the cow horns back on the Cadillac and change the message on the quarter bomb. Let's go to Memphis in the meantime, baby. Let's go to Memphis in the meantime, girl. Let's go to Memphis in the meantime, baby. Let's go to Memphis in the meantime, girl.
Memphis in the meantime by the amazing John Hiatt. Ooh, I love that song. We played that song before and I hope we play it again. Nothing better than a Telecaster through a Vibralux. You ever have a Vibralux? I had a black panel Vibralux because I was so inspired by Roy Buchanan as a young man. I had to get a black panel Vibralux and it was too big of an amp for me. Too big. Lonesome Captain couldn't handle it. In the middle there we heard Jonathan Richman talking about his Fender Stratocaster. That is a pretty, I didn't know that song actually. And in Jonathan Richman ways, it is simple and innocent and great and oh my goodness, thank you. So we're hitting the big models. We already hit Martin, Telecasters, Les Pauls, Stratocasters. You know what we're going to do now? Because the captain, blasphemy, does not like Dreadnought guitars. Does not enjoy a D-shaped Martin. It's too much, much like that Vibralux. Too much for the captain. He likes a smaller body guitar, a parlor-sized Martin. Thankfully, Nancy Griffin wrote this next song. Called Listen to the Radio. It's country funk time with songs about guitar models on X-Ray FM. Ooh-wee. Come on now, Nancy. Let's do it. Please? Come on. Yeah.
I am leaving Mississippi in the evening rain. These Delta towns wear satin gowns in a high beam flame. The Ritalin guides my hands through the radio. Where would I be in times like these without the songs Loretta wrote? Cause when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio, oh, listen to the radio. The radio, oh, listen to the radio. Radio, oh, oh, oh. I left a handsome two-step, the good old boy in Tennessee. Now he's sitting on the sofa, he's looking for his supper, wondering what's become of me. I got a 008 Tina Martin guitar in the backseat of the car. Hey, I am leaving Mississippi with the radio on. Cause when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio.
Yeah.
clean and free.
Well, I'm telling you boldly, that was the only on you. You took my J45. You broke that guitar right in two. Now, honey, I love you. So I won't fool around. No, that was the old me. I'm a different man now. Yeah, that was the old me. I'm a different man.
All right, that was David Serby, the man I used to be. I walked into a bar the other night, and there he was right on stage playing this song. And I love a blues that's not exactly a 12-bar blues, and this delivered. And then, much to my enjoyment, my oral arousal, that's oral with an A-U, everybody, oral with an A-U. He mentions a Gibson J45, and I was like, man, I gotta do it, because I've been actually playing around with this song list for a long time and never quite had the songs. Like, I'm gonna do it. So I thanked him, and I think he actually might come on the show in the near future. I hope so, because he's a very good songwriter, and I love that song. I've been listening to it all week. And of course, we started off with Nancy Griffin. Griffith? I should write notes. I'm not going to lie. I should write more notes than I write, but the song is so good. And she, she also did that version of The Cape on the Guy Clark show. She is something. I feel like I missed out on her a long time. That's one of the great things about listening to music, even if you're listening to old kind of music. You still can get surprised if you keep digging. So keep digging and keep listening. Let's move on now. It's country funk time with songs about guitar models.
A 68 Camaro, candy apple red, four-speed transmission, chrome heads, rev her up, and she cast a spell. Some things here under heaven are just cooler than hell. A pack of Chesterfields, sunglasses, a suit, a half a pint of gin, and a gold tooth. Lightning Hopkins and a pentatonic scale. Some things here under heaven are just cooler than hell. Donna Comp pedal and a beer bottle for a slide. A black faced twin with JBLs. Some things here under heaven are just cooler than hell. Thank you. lips, a tribal tattoo just above her hips, a honky-tonkin' woman who wears her ring well. Some things here under heaven are just cooler than hell. Yeah, some of this stuff down here is just
with a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second-hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming and his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like, hey, down in Joe's garage. We didn't have no dope or LSD, but a couple of quarts of beer would fix it so the intonation would not offend your ear. And the same old chords going over and over became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, cause it sounded good to me. One more time. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew, and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. Even if you played it on the saxophone. We thought we was pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together, and we figured that we should. Cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like, so we picked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. Got matching suits and beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar. Like our song, they got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name said we ought to take his pen and sign on the line for a real good time, but he didn't tell us when. These good times would be something that was really happening. So the band broke up, and it looks like we will never play again.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like,
little dog and call the public eye. Yeah. Smiley boy with lipstick Mr. Banker, Mr. Please, how much does money mean? Won't you reconsider, Mr.? Won't you do this thing for me? Thank you. I'll be here on my knees. But hey, Mr. Banker, it means so much to me. Won't you reconsider, mister? Won't you do this thing for me? I told you, miss. Sir, ain't got no house, ain't got no car. I got me a 1950, a Les Paul guitar. Won't you take it, Mr. Banker? Won't you bury my papa for me?
That was Lynyrd Skynyrd with Mr. Banker talking about a Les Paul guitar. A lot of people like talking about their Les Paul guitars. And as promised, we started off with our second installment of Ray Wiley Hubbard with Cooler Than Hell and Joe's Garage by Mr. Frank Zappa. I think that song is produced amazingly well. I don't know about you. And for this last song, we're actually not going to hear about a guitar model. I came across this Richard Thompson song, which I didn't know, called Guitar Heroes. And it blew me away. It is an odyssey unto itself. It's country funk time. Come on, Richard. Do it, please.
I can't go out with my friends on a Saturday night. My guitar's like a woman and you know I got to treat her right. I've got to practice all night and day. I've got to play the way my heroes play. I've got to learn how to do it Django way. My teacher says they're gonna kick me out of school, 'cause I'm nothing but a bebop, twang-headed rock and roll fool. If I don't do my homework, I've got to go. They can't teach me what I got to know. How do I make my guitar sound like Les Paul? Thank you. after washing up later, let me practice if I choose. But how does Chuck Berry make it bounce right out of those grooves? She's gonna dump me any day soon. If I don't stop strumming my guitar and get out of my room. If I don't get a life, she's gonna look elsewhere. She says there's some normal boys out there. I said I'd catch you up when I crack this James Burton tune. Out on the street, I'm excommunicated till I get a job and get on my feet. They say I'm not making a contribution, but I'm still searching for a musical solution. I've got to know how the shadows get that beat. In my head, now I stand on the stage and I do my stuff. I may be it's good, but it's never good enough to tell you the truth, and I always hid it. I still don't know how my heroes did it. I still don't know how my heroes did it. Guitar heroes, guitar heroes, guitar heroes, guitar heroes.
That was Richard Thompson, Guitar Heroes, off his album entitled Still, and that's a good one. I want to thank you for listening to these songs about guitar models, because as someone who's been into guitars for his entire adult life, it does soothe my semi-crippled coping mechanism. I play a game in my head. When things get tougher, I'm ridden with anxiety called the Ultimate Guitar Collection. I just imagine lining guitars up on a wall. The unanswerable riddle. You can't have the perfect guitar collection. There's no point. It doesn't exist. But I have thought about it for thousands and thousands of hours when I could be thinking about other terrible things that may or may not be happening in my life. So I am grateful for the vintage guitars that I have had the pleasure of playing and owning and learning about. And these songs, I dig them. I'm not going to lie. I am a tedious man. And if you want to know about the right screws for the tuning pegs of a 1930s Gibson archtop, write me an email at lonesomecaptain@gmail.com. Or if you are a Portland roots act and you think maybe you'd fit in on his country funk time, we could find a theme and talk about your music. I'm down because I've been talking about a lot of Southern California acts lately, which I love, but I want to serve the greater Portland area. So once again, if you've got a rockabilly, country, blues, funk, soul band up in Portland, you want to chat with Lonesome Captain, hit me up with an email, lonesomecaptain@gmail.com. You'd be surprised. All you may have to do is ask. All right. This has been It's Country Funk Time, and thanks, X-Ray FM.